fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Moore, and we're back with the second hour of the John Moore Show on Sunday, March the 11th, 2007. And my special guest, Professor James McKinney, is on hold and standing by, ready to come up here. Professor McKinney is a regular guest on this show, and we haven't had him for a couple of months. I've been waiting for his book to come out so we could talk about the new book and promote it and let people know what this is all about. The book and three-hour lecture on DVD titled Calculate Primes. Jim, are you there, sir?
Hi, John.
Good to have you. Jim, I know you've got limited time. You got a tight schedule. You got half an hour. Tell us, your book and DVD titled Calculate Primes, what is it about and why should people be interested in this?
Well, first of all, when people first hear the title, and I knew this in advance, I warned people, would go, well, what is that, and what does that have to do with me?
Right.
So first I'll answer the question, what is it? I've developed, and now this is a 2,500-year-old mathematical problem. So for people interested in mathematics, they would be interested in this. The prime numbers, just to give you a quick background, when you create the multiplication table, you know, where you have 2 times 5 is 10 and 3 times 7 is 21, that's like a grid work, and the prime numbers are all the numbers that don't fit into that table. They're the kind of the lost children of the multiplication table, so to speak. And nobody has ever been able to figure out a pattern or a rhyme or reason to these numbers. And so what I've done is developed a mathematical formula where you can directly calculate the prime numbers. And so this is a problem that every mathematician has worked on for the past 2,500 years. All the great mathematicians through the 1800s, the Riemann, Gauss,
Euler. Jim, we got our first break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back right after the break.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on Sunday, the 11th of March. And, Jim, let's continue that thought about why people need to know and should be concerned about the topic, the subject matter of your book.
Well, the calculate primes, it sounds like an esoteric mathematical problem, but actually it has a lot of ramifications in daily life. The biggest one that people are going to find out: prime numbers are used in encryption codes. These are the codes used in banking and secure transactions. And every time you go on the internet, just about everything you do today in modern life requires encryption codes somewhere along the path. Whether you go to the grocery store and order something and you use your credit card or you pay with a debit card, encryption codes are being used in the background. And what happens? My new method of calculating prime numbers will break some of those encryption codes being used, and this is going to affect how these transactions have to be made. So that's one big effect. Another big effect is that it generates some very interesting theoretical properties. In generating the prime numbers, you have to generate some false solutions before you get the correct solution. And what I'm finding out is that this translates over into everyday life In other words, just let's take politics or government, which is very remote from prime numbers. We have to generate, we have to understand that we have false solutions, and then we have to correct those false solutions to get the correct solutions. Let's take what we call democracy today. We are now in a false solution, and we got to correct that false solution to get to a correct solution. Somewhere along the line between our founding fathers and what their initial aspirations were, we've totally lost track of that.
And
so this is, it seems like a remote topic from calculating prime numbers, but just about everything we do, it's in genetics, it's in development of, as I said, political systems. And another very important point is that what we're finding in nature are repeatable processes. Let's take a diamond, for example. You go and you dig up a diamond out of the ground, and the way science has been working in the past is they would say, well, gee, that's a unique diamond, or is the human race unique in the universe? Let's put it that way. And
right.
Why would you think that? If you saw, they say, DNA here and the human race, it should be the same on the far side of the universe, the same as it is here, just like a diamond on the far side of the universe would be the same. And the function generators that I use to calculate the prime numbers, it's a new mathematical technique, and one of the implications is that we should find biped beings on the far side of the universe or in another solar system or whatever. They should be quite common, not the idea that, gee, aliens are strange things and there never should be any. And I know people don't like to talk about aliens, but someday if we ever go to another star system, we will be the aliens, if
Precisely.
You think of it that way. So
Precisely.
It's very, you know, the stigma that NASA and the science community has put on this concept of extraterrestrial beings, let's put it that way. And are there any other life forms out there? To think that is ridiculous. It's almost like when Columbus first came over to the New World, they found populations of people here that they never knew anything about before. So why should it be so strange if we go to a new star system and find some kind of intelligent beings that have two arms and two legs and a head and look something like human beings? They're not going to look like us. But the point of what I've done makes that the norm, not the exception. So if you're going to start to see a lot of the implications of what I've done coming out in everyday thought, if you see what I mean.
I do, Jim. Now, you've set up a special new website, I know, for your new book and DVD presentation. What is that new website?
The website is, it's all one string. It's two words in one string. It's calculateprimes, P-R-I-M-E-S, plural, calculateprimes.com. So it's just like it sounds, calculateprimes.com. That's all one string. And the website has a short initial front page. It has patent and copyright and trademark information at the bottom. And then you link to a second longer page, which describes the book and the implications. There's a section on about the author, and it lists the, it shows the front and rear cover, and then there's an order link. And the book typically is $24.95, but as an introductory offer, I'm offering the book and DVD combination for $19.95, and that includes shipping. So it's a way for people to get this information. And another thing is that kids, this information, I boiled it down to where a third or fourth grade student can read and comprehend this material, and it's going to be taught in grade schools very soon.
No
so
kidding.
If you know kids or math teachers in schools, high schools, this is going to be taught at every level of school because it's a new innovative mathematical technique And like I say, I've boiled it down to where third and fourth graders can understand. Because imagine when you first learn your multiplication tables, you learn the multiplication tables, and then the next thing you learn is that some of these numbers are not in there, and those are the prime numbers.
Right.
And nothing has ever been taught about the prime numbers because nobody ever knew anything about them. They just kind of left them go. And so now it's going to be included in every level of curriculum in the high schools, grade schools, and colleges, because even the college students have grown up not knowing about the prime numbers.
Now, Jim, you've made reference to your work being based on a 2,500-year-old mystery. Now, you didn't say this, but I'm going to ask you the question. Have you solved the 2,500-year-old mystery of prime numbers?
Right. That's the point. And a professional level presentation of this was done a long time ago. And what the book and DVD do is present this to the public. It's written for the public. So if you're afraid of mathematics, don't be afraid of this book. It's written, so, and that's why I put the DVD in there also. It's a lecture, it's a three-hour lecture, where I actually go through the book chapter by chapter and give more examples and explain it in detail. So a lot of people would rather watch the DVD than, say, read a book that's something about mathematics. And it talks about things that are common everyday life. For example, snowflakes have their basis in the prime numbers. So something everyday like a snowflake, you can understand in terms of the concepts put forth in this book. So it's a book about, first of all, some mathematical concepts. But yes, I cracked the code of the prime numbers and found out how to directly calculate the prime numbers. So that's the basis. But there are all kinds of implications that this work has on daily life. So it first gives the basis for calculating the prime numbers, and then it gets into the implication. You know, why Jim, is it? Go ahead.
Give us your P.O. box. And some of my listeners don't have Internet access for ordering
right.
your book.
For ordering the book by mail order, once again, it's $19.95, and that includes shipping to the 50 states. The address is JMCC, P.O. Box 58, Navarre, N-A-V-A-R-R-E, Minnesota, 55392. So that's, once again, 1995. That's for the book DVD, Calculate Primes, to JMCC, P.O. Box 58, Navarre, N-A-V-A-R-R-E, Minnesota, 55392.
Okay, that's good. I've got that written down in case people call in later after you're off the air. I know you got limited time today. Oh, well, that's wonderful. I mean, solving a 2,500-year-old mystery—that's phenomenal, quite frankly. And congratulations.
Thank you. It's a problem I've worked on my entire life. And a couple of years ago, and of course all the great mathematicians have worked on this, and they've used very powerful mathematical tools, and nobody has really been able to crack the real rhyme or reason of the prime numbers. So a couple of years ago, I made the assumption that, first of all, there had to be something simple, and second of all, there had to be a mathematical tool that we were missing. And so I was right about both of those assumptions, and I finally got all the pieces together and put the solution together, and that's, like I say, contained in the book. A lot of the work leading up to this was dealing with patent, copyright, and trademark material, and that's why it took so long to finally get the book out. So all of those bases were covered before the book was released. But now, like I say, this book is written for the general public, for people who maybe a little afraid of math, or they're, you know, or people
Hold on.
Who are.
Break. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen, we got a break. We'll be right back.
ladies and gentlemen, I need to tell you about what's going on with Freeze Dry Guy. His line continues to expand and contract according to what you guys are ordering out there. Beef, chicken, diced beef, beef stew, eggs, cottage cheese, peas, pork chops. This is the highest grade freeze-dried food that money can buy at a deep, deep discount. It does not get any better than that. Like I tell people, and I've been saying this for months, shop the competition, find out what they've got and how much it costs, then visit freezedryguy.com and check it out. You'll be very glad you did. freezedryguy.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 530-265-8333. I say again, 530-265-8333. Otherwise, go to freezedryguy.com. You'll be glad you did. Best quality products at rock-bottom prices.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're visiting with Professor McKinney for another few minutes here before he's got to run. Jim, you still there?
Yes.
Okay, let's finish up that thought we were talking about before the break.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that people think, well, prime numbers and mathematics. This book is written for the general public. It has a 3-hour lecture DVD that goes with it. And it's really something I think the public should become tuned to. Also, it's important for the public to understand how weak the encryption codes are that are used for banking and transactions and how fragile that system is. You know, it can be broken, and the public needs to be aware of this, that
Absolutely.
Those transactions are vulnerable.
Absolutely. Now, let's get your website out here so people can order your book and read about it.
Okay, the calculateprimes.com, it's just like it sounds, primes is plural. And if you have trouble getting to that webpage, it's also linked from my main webpage, which is J, M as in Mary, C, two C's, S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, I as in Indigo. That's short for J. McKinney Science, but it's just 7 letters, jmccsci.com, and that'll also link you to the Calculate Primes subpage.
All right. Now, before you have to run here, let's talk a little bit about fresh water and contrived water shortages. What's your opinion of that, sir?
Well, you're going to see this splashed all over the news. It's going to say global warming affects and thousands of scientists on a panel on climate change are going to sign their names saying, this is almost comical, they are 90% sure that global warming is man-made. But the end result, the very first thing you're going to read or hear, is that people won't have enough water. There's going to be a water shortage. And first of all, from a scientific point of view, if there's more heat in the system, in the atmosphere and in the ocean, that would cause more water to vaporize and would cause more water. So they've got their science backwards, but they're going to try and convince you that global warming is going to cause a water shortage. And you have Al Gore out there thumping the global warming issue. And the big implication, the secondary thought here, is that you are going to be short of water. And that's the biggest control issue coming down the pike here for the general public. They're going to control the distribution of your local water. And you're going to find this in your local regulations going into place, control systems that are being placed or distribution systems that are being placed in your local water supply. You're going to find bottling companies are going in and taking over local water supplies. All of these things are being done in the background while you're sleeping. And pretty soon you're going to be paying big money for water, just like you're paying. And there's not going to be a water shortage. It's going to be a control issue, just like oil and gasoline. There's no oil shortage. There's plenty of oil. It's the distribution. And the people in big corporations have found that out, that if you get a corner on a market, just like big oil companies are starting to invest in wind power. It's not because they want you to get cheap power. It's because they can control that market. So the same thing's going on with water. And you might ask yourself, how can we live on a planet that's three-quarters water and have a water shortage? Well, it's coming, and they're using global warming as a front. And everybody's supposed to go, ooh, global warming, we got to do something. And, of course, the end result is you're going to pay more for water.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I think they'll be fairly successful in pulling this off, don't you, Jim?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And I keep telling people, this is the one thing I tell people. They need to get their own source of fresh water. In other words, they need a water filter, one that they use themselves, a gravity feed water filter, and that's just the bottom line. If you don't have your own source of fresh water, then you're going to be paying big money very soon. I understand that people right now are paying 39 cents a gallon for water in grocery stores. And this is just going to go up and up. You're going to hit the price of gasoline for water. And ownership of water is a very big issue. Who owns the water? It's just like oil. Well, nobody really owns the oil, but if you can get your buddies in government, the big businesses, to pass laws and legislation that restrict the public use of water and ownership of water and turn it over to the corporations, that's what's going on.
That's pretty scary.
It is, and you think you can't do without gasoline and oil. Try water sometime.
Oh, no. Well, you're absolutely right. Your water is one of the essentials of life, as everybody knows. It's going to be an interesting issue to keep track of, and I agree with you absolutely, Jim, that people would be well advised to have independent sources of water that they control.
Yeah, that's the only answer. If you have, you know, just you have to get your own source of water, and I tell people a gravity feed water filter. I know I have them on my page. There's other sources of it. Find your best source and get yourself. This is not the kind that hooks to the faucet.
Right.
This is a totally independent gravity feed water filter where you can produce 5 to 20 gallons per day of fresh, clean water.
Jim McCanny, thank you, sir. We appreciate your time. I know you got to run. I'll be in touch. We'll have you back soon. Be good.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Be back after the break, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore on Sunday, the 11th of March, 2007. Well, we had a nice visit with Professor McCanny, and it was good to catch up with Jim live on the air. He and I talk privately a lot more frequently, of course. We being the American people and the people of the world, we owe a lot to Professor James McCanny. The work this man has done is phenomenal, and quite frankly, the work he's done can, and I believe will, say literally, not figuratively, literally save tens of thousands of lives because of just that one 60-page pamphlet he did. You need to get to his website, and in my opinion, buy every book the man's ever written, which is only 4 books, I believe, as far as what's available to the public. A 60-page pamphlet, a friend of mine, and I've done pretty much the same thing, took that 60-page pamphlet, put it inside a Ziploc bag and sealed it, put that Ziploc bag inside a second Ziploc bag and sealed it, and then put it inside a gun safe. That's how important that 60-page pamphlet is, in my opinion. And in the opinion of many men and women who've read it. This is a live call-in show. The call number is 800-313-9443, and we've got Dale in California. Dale, are you there, sir? Dale, speak up.
Hi, this is Gail from Austin.
Gail.
Gail. Hi.
Well, you know I'm reading a screen here, Gail.
That's okay. That's funny you should say that because, you know what, I really am originally from California. But that's okay. You were close.
Not a problem, Gail. What's on your mind today?
I just wanted to thank you very much for your show. I really get a lot of information every time I tune into you. Really especially loved it when you came here to Austin and you were here with Jack McLam. I mean, two of my wonderful heroes. So thank you very much. And you are right. We do owe a lot to Professor McKinney for all his work and his hard research and stuff, because I have found all of his information to be really important, and I think everybody really does need to get a hold of his information to get a bit closer insight as to what's going on. My question to you is, you had mentioned the top five places in the United States that you thought might be good places to go. What about the top five places out of the country, you see? Because I'm just not quite feeling so secure hanging around here in the United States when stuff goes down, and maybe being someplace else might be a better shot. And if you might specifically address Costa Rica as well, what your thoughts on that is, and then also your top five places out of the United States.
Okay. Well, that's a good question, Gail. Stay on line because we might want to talk about this a bit.
Good.
Well, you live in Texas, so you come across the Spanish language quite a bit. Do you speak any Spanish yourself?
Poquito.
Yeah. Well, you can't live down there and not learn some. One of my roommates of mine from college moved to Costa Rica 30 years ago, and he went native, so to speak. I've learned a lot about Costa Rica because of my friendship with my former college roommate. And what I have come to know is it's basically two countries. There's the jungle area, which is basically at sea level, and then there is the plateau, which is 3,000 to 4,000 feet above sea level, where almost all the people live. Once you're 3,000 feet above sea level, you have a whole different climate than you do at sea level with the jungle. And that's what makes that part of the world so very nice and such a wonderful place to live on one hand. Now, their currency is the American dollar. That's what Costa Ricans use for money, is American money. They've always had to my knowledge, excellent working relationship with the United States, and there's a lot of American expatriates that live there part-time or full-time. That's all good stuff. Now, here's the downside to leaving this country. First of all, even though Costa Rica is very nice, it's still a third world country in many regards. A lot of Costa Rica will end up underwater, that low-lying sea level area, once these ocean levels come up. I have a number of concerns about being outside the United States. There's very few governments I would trust, even though this government has its problems. Most of these other governments have problems right now that are far worse in terms of corruption, the crime rate of crime, and things of that nature, restrictions on firearms ownership. Some of the more desirable places 2-3 decades ago no longer exist, like Rhodesia and South Africa were very desirable places to live outside the United States. Those places have become very inhospitable for anybody to live, in my opinion. I, quite frankly, Gail, I'm at a loss as to where desirable places would be right now as a result of what's happened in the past 20, 30 years politically in Rhodesia and South Africa. The old British Commonwealth countries of New Zealand and Australia, highly restrictive gun laws, very undesirable from that point of view. Very socialist in nature, very undesirable from that point of view. So I'm pretty much at a loss. It's going to be a matter of personal choice. If you've got connections to Costa Rica or some other place where you've traveled to, have friends and family already there, know people locally, if you know the language, that can make a massive difference. Have you been to Costa Rica, Gail, yourself?
I've not been, but I'd love to take a vacation there and check it out.
Well, you need to do that. It would be fun anyway, even if you don't want to live down there. It would be fun to go to Costa Rica for some vacation and get the lay of the land and so forth. I know people who are intentionally moving down there for survival purposes. And if you're an American and you're in a third world country, you will be, even though you don't consider yourself as being rich, the locals will think of you as rich. By American standards, you may not be rich, but by third world countries, you will be rich.
Right. But if the United States is going to get overrun, perhaps, possibly by, you know, the Chinese or the Russians, or we're going to get split up in different territories, et cetera, and the dollar's going to tank down, doesn't it kind of make sense to be someplace else where maybe all this chaos may not be happening, and also maybe in a safer elevation, because if Planet X comes around and the sea levels change and things like that, we at least have escaped the turmoil and the chaos that will be happening in the United States someplace else that might be safer?
Well, it's we simply don't know. We don't know where the... First of all, I agree with all you're saying, everything you're saying is being all everything being possible. The heartland of this country and the grain growing capacity of this country will be high on the list of a billion hungry Chinese. Of course it will be. Of course it will be. And you're the one that has to satisfy your needs, Gail. And that's true for everybody listening to you and I talk today. You have to do and go where your heart tells you to go. My heart tells me to stay here in the land of my forefathers and do what I can here. If your heart tells you to go someplace else, then by all means, that's what you need to do. I agree. The reports I'm getting from Mexico and from Canada is that hundreds of tons, thousands of tons of war material, trucks and computers and tents and medical supplies and ammunition and all the weapons of war are being stockpiled and pre-positioned by the Russians and Chinese in Mexico and in Canada right now and have been for a number of years. And they're not doing that as some kind of training exercise.
Right.
It's being done for a very real and very serious purpose.
And oh, that sounds pretty scary to me.
It is scary. I've been through one. I grew up in war, and I may end up dying in a future war. And if that's the way it is, that's the way it is. And if it comes down to it, maybe I might make a decision at some future date to escape to what might be perceived as a safe haven also.
Right. What's your thoughts about Alaska?
Well, Russians have always felt, even though the Russian Tsar sold Alaska to the United States government, Russia has always felt Alaska to be part of Russia.
Right.
And you go to the older parts of older communities in Alaska, you can still see Russian architecture in some of those older buildings from 110, 120 years ago. There's been Spetsnaz conducting covert operations in Alaska for 25, 30 years. And it's been kind of a cat and mouse thing between the Eskimo Scouts, National Guard Eskimo Scouts in Alaska, and Russian Spetsnaz for all those years also. The Russians fully intend to take back Alaska and reincorporate it into Mother Russia. That is their intent. That is their goal. However, it's a really big place. If you can tolerate the kind of winters they have, God bless you and good luck to you. I don't want anything to do with it. You know?
Yeah.
I
guess you got to pick your battles. You know, I guess I wouldn't mind freezing my butt off someplace. I just not going to, you know, I just feel like I'm trying to be a survivor and I want to survive this thing at all costs. And if that means I can survive it 5 or 10 years more someplace else, then maybe that might be the place that I move my family to. I mean, I don't know. It's not
easy, girl.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
It is not easy. But that's why I really do appreciate your show, because you have taught me a lot of information and a lot of really important things that I need to know when making these kind of decisions and preparing for the things that I need to prepare for. And so thank you very much.
You're welcome, Gail. We appreciate your call.
All right.
The little conversation, ladies and gentlemen, that Gail and I just have is thought-provoking. It's a frequent topic on this program. It's a frequent topic with friends and associates of mine. I spent hours with a lady who has the financial means. Literally, she could live any place in the world of her choosing. She can move to Switzerland. She can move to Liechtenstein. She could move to Costa Rica. She could move to Tibet and be set up in a very comfortable situation with housing and servants and everything that she needs. Most of us don't have those kinds of options. Most of us don't. Most of us, once we make a commitment, that's pretty much going to be it in terms of our financial resources and the time we've got to devote. The things that Gail was talking about are very real threats. I haven't talked about it much recently, but I have on shows past about the military threats posed to this country by the Russians and Chinese. The goals of Marxist communism established in 1917 have not changed. They fully intend to dominate the world politically, economically, and militarily. They fully intend to do that. And that agenda will move ahead, at the same time getting ready for earth changes and rising ocean levels is moving ahead. Multiple agendas can coexist and move forward at the same time, and they will move ahead at the same time. Don't fool yourself. And it's the sin nature of man. It's the audacity of man to think that man can overcome and prevail above and beyond these earth changes. There was an author, I tried to get him on my show. We had a time conflict because he was on the other side of the planet. Jonathan Gray, G-R-A-Y, author of Dead Men's Secrets. I've got the hard copy of the book here in my hand, Dead Men's Secrets. There's lots of archaeological evidence of very advanced, possibly more advanced than us, very advanced civilizations having been on this planet 3,600 years ago, 7,200 years ago, 12,000 years ago, advanced to the point of having harnessed nuclear energy to have to make nuclear weapons. You get into northern Pakistan, you start running into many square miles of what would be best described as green glass, which up until August of 1945, almost nobody understood how green glass could come to be covering square miles on this planet. Now we know the only way green glass can come into being is for the heat of the sun to be at the surface of this planet. The only way we're aware of that can happen is with a nuclear bomb going off. We've been there. We've done that. Advanced civilization has existed on this planet before, and it's been wiped out under oceans of mud and water, and it's about to happen again, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to say, it is about to happen again. Every time it's happened, mankind has been smashed into the mud with remnants of technology, remnants of knowledge being safe and secure, most people reverting back to a Stone Age existence. That will happen again. It is the sin nature of man to think that governments can come through this intact and out on the other side, up and running. Continuity of government is a term they use. It is the sin nature of man to believe that. That's what they're preparing for. That's what they fully expect. Maybe they'll pull it off. It hasn't happened in the past. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. My crystal ball is a little cloudy today. Bottom line of all this, you need to have strong spiritual beliefs. We talk a lot about the nuts and bolts of training and equipment and supplies and all that. The foundational basis for everything you want to do is a strong spiritual belief in the God of Moses and Abraham. Once you understand that, once you comprehend the teaching of the ages contained in the King James Version of the Bible, then you're ready to proceed. You need that strength. You need that spiritual strength before anything else makes sense. You need that spiritual strength to come through. You need that spiritual strength to get through this and come out on the other side. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back after the break.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take just a moment to talk now about PulseTech products. I've been using these products myself for 10-plus years, and this is a way to help your lead-acid batteries last probably twice as long. That's the kind of success I've had, plus maintain a full charge if you get one of the devices to do that. They have a number of devices. These things really work. The U.S. Army uses them on their M1 Abrams tanks, and that tells me a lot right there. It should tell you a lot. Give Roger Brown a call at 800-303-5902. I say again, 800-303-5902. His website is kmt-usa.com, kilomiketango-usa.com. You'll be glad you did. Give Roger a call, and these devices, these Power Pulse devices, will help you increase the life of your lead-acid batteries tremendously. Thank you.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, getting close to the end of the show here, and we got our last caller on hold, Gary in Tennessee. You there, sir?
Hi, John. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. What's on your mind today?
I'll be on your website. You do not have an email address
There's a link there where you can send me an email. There is.
There is one there. I just missed it. Then. I'm old and can't see very good. I have a free of charge. I give it away. All you got to do is just send me an email, and I'll email it back to you as an attachment. But it's a 16-page survival.
At the top of my home page on the right side says contact.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's where you can send me an email. Just click on contact, yeah. And there's a space there to fill out and send me whatever you want.
Can I throw out my email address to get my list?
Why don't you give it to the engineer
first?
When you get off the air here, give it to my engineer and he'll give it to me. Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else right now, Gary?
No, that's all. I'm in the same game you're in. I'm not leaving. I'm not running. I'm not going to cut and run. There's been too much American blood spilt for this country. Let them little Chinese and Russians come across the border, see what they get.
Well, that's pretty much my attitude.
Yep.
Thank you for your call, Gary.
I hope they got lots of guns and ammunition, because I'm going to steal every bit of it.
Okay. Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Now, give your email address to my engineer. Thank you. We just got a couple of minutes, but it's been fun. It's always fun to chat with you folks for a couple of hours a week. I hope to soon have, and my webmaster is diligently working on this, a new line of web gear, which would be vests and pouches, holsters, up on my website. I've got the same equipment myself from the same manufacturer, this mil-spec, and I am really pleased to have a working relationship with these folks and be able to offer this to you and have you get the best quality soft goods, web gear, pouches, backpacks, and so forth at competitive prices. So hopefully that'll be up and running here in the next few days. Got a note here on Republic that the D.C. gun ban has been overruled. Well, yes and no. They're appealing it. In the meantime, you still can't buy a pistol in Washington, D.C. It's pretty crazy, but it's been that way for way too many years. Well, think about your questions, what you might want to call in next week. I'm going to be on the phone trying to get in touch with Jim Rawls, James Wesley Rawls, this next week. And see when he's available to come on the show. It'd be good to catch up with Jim again and see what's going on in his part of the world. The work this man does is just phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. It's saved me writing one book. The book he's written about safe places would basically be a duplicate of what I would write. That's it. I hear the music. We are out of time. You all be safe out there. Have a great week, and God bless America.